Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.
We're talking mental health. Our guest, Dr. Jeff Gardier, American psychologist, and also Terry Williams, the author of the book Black Pain. And before we went to the break, Terry was talking about the mask that we have on and we put on. And Jeff, I want to go to you. I mean, that is a major issue. As I said, I remember the young man who I worked with at WVON in Chicago. I mean, it was stunning to so many of us. We found out that he booked himself a flight, got on a plane, flew to Las Vegas, jumped off a building that was still being constructed. And his mother was all she could ask is, why? How did I not know what was going on?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Terry Williams for being so unselfish and putting her Black Pain out there and really single-handedly almost turning our thinking around with regard to mental health issues in the African-American community. And because of that, the mask that we all wear trying to be happy or portraying ourselves as happy, we no longer have to wear that mask, and we could be ourselves and we could talk about that pain and get help for it. Roland, a lot of what's going on is this whole idea of the stigma of mental health, the stigma of depression that we don't want to have in the African American community, all communities, but especially in the African American community. Two things. One, we feel that it's a sign of weakness to admit that we're dealing with a mental health issue. And secondly, it's this whole idea that we don't want to take the medication. We sometimes don't want to go to the therapy. We just don't want to be seen as being different. And the fact is that there are so many people who do have these mental health issues. We have record numbers of depression. We don't have more depression than the white population, but our depression tends to be much more chronic. And a lot of what we're seeing is more than just depression, but bipolar issues, schizophrenia, and so on, untreated, that also contributes, in addition to the depression, to a lot of this suicidal behavior.
And it's very interesting, Terry, because when we think about, and I'm going to bring up some prominent names because I think people will go, wow, I mean, I didn't quite understand that. I mean, the hip-hop world was rocked when Chris Lighty committed suicide. Sammy Davis Jr. talked about in his book attempting suicide. Of course, we know about Fantasia. Happened to her. Halle Berry has been open about the exact same thing. In football, Kenny McKinley was a wide receiver for the Denver Broncos. Committed suicide 3 years ago. Of course, one of the members of Milli Vanilli. It's just stunning when you, of course, Don Cornelius. And one of the things, Terry, we often know about the cases of a Cornelius who was in lots of physical pain, people who decide to end their life when they're much older, in their 60s or 70s or 80s. But when you see the young brother, or when you hear about a Phyllis Hyman, when you hear about the young brother who was just on the Disney show, I'll pull his name up in a minute, who committed suicide, didn't leave a note, and people are still reeling, and they're going, what in the world is happening? And so how do we deal with it? How do we recognize what's happening among our family members to reach out to them before it's too late?
Well, I mean, I think that the first thing is to just really acknowledge that it is an epidemic, and that all of us are walking that very fine line, and that all of us are dealing with unresolved pain, wounds, trauma, and scars from our childhood. And when you don't talk about those things, they interfere with your having a life. I mean, I remember speaking to some students one day, was talking about mental health, and this young man stood up, 15 years old, very courageously, and said clearly that he had stabbed a young man 7 times, right? Stabbed him 7 times, and then he said, and he wasn't even the one I was mad at. So it's that we have issues that we are not addressing, and so they manifest themselves everywhere we turn. But as Jeff said so eloquently, that yes, it is. It's a taboo. It's considered a weakness, a flaw. And then, you know, with the issue of suicide, it's often considered a coward's way out. And in the church, suicide is considered to be a pathway to hell. So in the instance of, there is this renowned black woman in sports. Her name was Bonita Spence, who, excuse me, who was for 2 years, she was a WNBA referee. She reffed several of the Final Four games. And 2 weeks ago, at the age of 52, she committed suicide. And what was interesting to me is, and I knew that she had committed suicide because I knew a friend of hers, but it was reported in the paper as she died. She passed away. Then the next day it said that, you know, she had committed suicide. But it's so interesting that we don't want to even utter that word suicide, you know? And I think that we are doing, that's yet another level of this secrecy. We need to call it what it is.
Jeff, we talk about pain people are going through, and I don't think a lot of people really understand what this generation of young folks, when you look at the violence that is taking place in communities. I mean, you have black kids. I mean, you could talk about Chicago. You could talk about New Orleans. I mean, they are seeing death among fellow classmates at a rate that is being unheard of. And I wouldn't be surprised if the level of carnage that many young folks are seeing today has a dramatic impact on obviously that mental health and suicide rate as they get older.
Roland, you are so on with this. In July 2013, the Center for Disease Control said nearly four times as many young murder victims in the United States were killed by firearms than by other methods such as stabbing, strangling, poisoning in the past 30 years. So this is epidemic. And it's not just about the victims who have been shot and survived, thank goodness, or the ones, regretfully, who were killed, but it's the ones who also witness this type of violence in their community every day. And what you are saying, and I will echo, is that they are experiencing the depression that Terry talks about, the sense of hopelessness, the suicidal thoughts because they feel that they're not worth anything living in that kind of a place, but also having undiagnosed post-traumatic stress disorder where exactly. They then manifest the anger, the rage, the depression, the sleeplessness, and mirror a lot of this very vicious and aggressive behavior. So that's the gift that is that just keeps on giving in the wrong direction.
You're really right about that. The issue of undiagnosed PTSD. You witness the most horrific shooting right in front of your eyes, and then you get up and you go to work or you go to school the next day like you didn't just see that, and you can't function properly, and we're not getting help because we haven't named it. I remember a 2-year-old girl in New York City had been shot in a playground, and her mother said in the paper the next day that every single time she hears any kind of a loud noise, she starts screaming and crying. But nobody's going to think that she needs to be taken to a psychologist, draw some pictures about what she just saw so that she can begin to heal.
Jeff, Terry, hold tight 1 second. We got lots of folks who want to ask you guys questions. We're discussing mental health, especially as it relates to African Americans, but it can be for anybody, folks. The number to call is 877-373-9766. 877-373-9766. You have questions. Dr. Jeff Gardier is here. Terry Williams is here. Ask it now before it's too late. If you are in that state where you think it's depression, postpartum depression, if it's PTSD, pick up the phone and call, because we would rather have you ask the question now to get help than for us to have to eulogize you later.
The first step is to join the movement.
Begin to mobilize and move people to action now.
Step number two, roll out.
The way I roll is when you've shown one time you can do it, no excuses after that.
We're your centerpiece for Black Thoughts in America. It's News One Now with Roland Martin. Roland Martin.